You're listening to the News at Noon, live and local on 104.1 WIKY.
A car drove through the seventh floor wall of Valley's parking garage this morning.
Landed upside down, went through the roof, and ended on the second floor of the where the elevator lobby and escalators transition platform.
That's Evansville Fire Department Deputy Chief Kim Garrett, who says Valley's security had an experience with that same car and driver.
We did have a report that a member of Valley's security had tried to get him to slow down, told him to slow down. He was driving too fast in the parking garage. And shortly after, there was reports of a roof collapse.
The driver was taken to the hospital, the only injury in the incident. Damage is extensive, including water damage when the sprinkler system was set off by the falling car.
Your news starts right now.
In the WIKY newsroom, I'm Brian Medcalf. It happened this morning on the seventh floor of the Bally's Casino parking garage. A man drove off the roof of the parking garage and crashed into the conference center. Evansville Fire Department Deputy Chief Kim Garrett.
Landed upside down, went through the roof, and ended on the second floor where the elevator lobby and escalators transition platform.
Charges are expected to be filed against the man who was extricated, then taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
The Tri-State's top news stories, Evansville in the Morning, starts now on 104.1 WIKY.
Charges are expected perhaps today against the man who drove off a parking garage roof Monday morning. Emergency crews were called to Bally's where the car went through the roof of the parking garage seventh floor and into the adjacent conference center. The car landed upside down atop an escalator on the building's second floor. Work on debris removal resumes this morning.
This is 104.1 WIKY. Your news starts right now.
A crane had to be called in to remove the car that drove off Bally's parking garage seventh floor on Monday morning. The car came to rest upside down at the top of an escalator on the second floor of the conference center. The car driver, who's still in the hospital, is identified as 41-year-old Jeremiah Oldham, whose charges include criminal recklessness. The casino is operating as usual, but the garage remains closed while inspectors assess the damage.